Gentlemen, show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different. Come on,
feel the noise. I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Good evening and welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. Brad, Magic Matt, and Todd Sheets here in the Batcave at Jackalope Radio. I am glad to be here. Now, Todd warned me before we started the show that I was going to be sorry that I opened up the window behind me. And I understand that, but it would be hot as balls in here. It actually is kind of hot in here, as it is. But with the window open, it's helping a little bit of airflow and everything. So if you hear any noises in the background, too bad. Too bad, kids. Too bad, folks. Too bad. Lots of things to do tonight. And before we go too deep into the show, I want to tell you real quick, Matt. How are you, Matt?
You know, I'm getting better. My legs are getting better. All my injuries are healing up.
Good. You'll be just in time to have another one, right?
Yep, just in time to be fresh for the next one.
Very good. Very good. We're going to hear about you almost getting kicked out of a softball game.
And yeah.
Since you've retired, it's obviously as a coach is what we're talking about.
Yes.
Okay, great. We'll talk about that here in a second. I also want to quickly tell you about my day. And I'm going to keep it very short because I basically vented to my wife for about 25 minutes about my day-to-day. And so I don't really want to do it again.
Then in that case, thanks, Brad. Thanks for sharing.
We're happy to hear from you. No problem. That's what I'm here for. That's right.
That story's over.
Yeah. No. Seriously, real quick, because I know you can relate, especially Matt, because he has multiple children. I only have one children for a reason, because I don't want a second one. And today, for about 3 hours, 4 hours, I had a second one. My daughter's preschool/daycare had a field trip to our Northern League baseball team's game, the T-Bones. And let me tell you that it started off with my daughter and her little boyfriend that she's known since, he's not really her boyfriend, but they've known each other since they were babies. And they were the loudest ones in the bus on the way over. Nobody else was talking. They were screaming, yelling, screeching the entire time. Okay. Then we get there. And to make a long story short, this kid ends up being my second child the entire time I'm there because nobody's chaperoning him.
No.
With the exception of the teachers and whatnot, you know. So my daughter was probably, you know, look, I'll be honest with you, Matt. Most, and we've talked about this before, most people like to present their kid as the most perfect child in the world. And when they act crazy in front of other people, it's embarrassing because, oh my God, you know the truth, my kid is crazy. Well, no, all kids are crazy. That's just the way it is. And I usually tell it like it is. I'm not going to hold anything back. And my wife, she's a bit of a liar sometimes, but I'm not. So I'm sorry, you were going to say?
No, I was going to say you are one of the few people that will like take to task your four-year-old.
Yes, it's true. It's true. And I will tell you this, she was on her worst behavior today. And not to me to say that she was naughty as much as she was just a big baby, and it was tough to deal with, but I think I dealt with it well. I didn't swear in front of any of her teachers or any of the other parents or anything like that. I didn't yell at her. That's good, you know. So I think I handled it well. I think by the end of the day, I was actually felt sorry for by most people, which is, I guess, a good sign. That means I must have held myself pretty well. Unfortunately, it's because of my daughter that they felt sorry for me. That's not really what you hope for as a parent. But, you know, you get what you get, you know. And so I would tell you this was probably in the top three of my worst times alone with my daughter. I just can't decide if it was worse than the time I took her to the soccer game. What's the name of our soccer team here again?
Sporting KC.
Thank you. I knew you'd know. Yeah. the KC Sporting Goods store. And so that was a tough time too. But this was worse because it was a bunch of kids. We get to our seats about 45 to 50 minutes before first pitch. That was great.
That's horrible.
Horribly timed. Yes, horribly timed. And I was misinformed that we were going to be on the field and meeting the players. And there was a bunch of other groups out there doing that. But for some reason, we weren't a part of that. So sure enough, we're in our seats about 50 minutes ahead of schedule. Now, these kids aren't there to watch the game. So that made it even worse. Because even when the game started, it didn't care. Didn't mind. They didn't care. You know, they're there to eat and whine and cry. And things of that nature. And it was, I'm not even going to go into details other than the fact that I was a father of a second child. The kid was calling me daddy by the end of the day.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he's four, too. You know? So, no.
At least my kids are spread out.
That's true. I mean, if I wanted twins, I would have had twins. I didn't want 2 4-year-olds. Okay? So, actually, I will tell you this. I'll leave you with this. The best part of the entire time was I had a great view of Frank White's ass the entire time because he's the first base coach for the Kansas City T-Bones. So
that's right.
Yes. Yeah, so Frank, nice booty, man. Nice booty. So that was cool. I really wanted to kind of wave to him when he walked by. It was like T-Bone, Sizzler, Sizzle. Sizzle is the name of the mascot. He came by on the field. We had great seats. Right up first baseline, fourth row. Great
nice.
Seats. I watched almost none of the game. Yeah, because...
What's worse than taking a 4-year-old to a baseball game? Taking her an hour early.
Exactly.
Put my daughter in the car until it is absolutely the second before we're leaving the house.
Yeah, it was the complete opposite of the Elmo thing that I told you about we went to. We got there right before the show started. It was great, but that was a completely different controlled environment. This baseball thing was just a mess. I mean, CF, you know?
Well, you know, too, with Elmo, at least something's going to come on that's going to get her attention. You will get a reprieve eventually.
Exactly.
Well, you know, with a baseball game, you know it's not coming.
Exactly. Yeah. And so that was my day. And then, of course, you wanted to sit on my lap most of the time in the 85-degree sun beating on us. I was sweating my balls off. It was just – it was a nightmare. But as I did end my conversation with the wife, I said – through and through, all in all, she was still very sentimental and nice because she was tired as hell on the way back. And, mm-hmm. You know, she kissed me, told me how much she loved me many times, hugged me, blah, 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 blah. So I said, I still love my daughter. I'm not disappointed in her. It's just an experience to chalk up as that really sucked.
Just know? One of those days.
Exactly. Just one
and
of
hey,
those days. Yes.
As I told you when we were down there in Kansas City and we had our little meltdown at Cool Crest.
Yeah.
Someday we will look back on this and laugh.
I hope so.
And you looked at me. It was the funniest thing. And you just were like, just exhausted. Will we?
Is that what
Will
I said?
We? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I'll never forget it.
Yeah, I bring memorable moments to your life, don't I?
As she's crying still
yeah.
in your car, you're like, shut the door. And I said that to you. And you just look at me. Will we?
It's true. Todd, do they stop? They don't. See, he's shaking his head. He says they don't stop.
No.
Okay. Before we get to you almost getting thrown out of a softball game, Magic Matt, let's take a dive back and see if you remember this guy.
Today's best music, KG95. Brian Adams said, I died and gone to heaven. That's what my ex-girlfriend said. After.
Thank you. Pop me up there. Thank you.
That's me.
This is Carl, our maintenance man.
How you doing?
Oh, yes.
Just got through cleaning my office. Now, speaking of that song, that reminds me, Thursday, I'll say this real quick. I don't want to waste the listeners' time here, but I think you'll find this interesting. I know I did. Thursday afternoon, I'm sleeping. It's 1:30. The phone rings, and I go, hello, like I do when I wake up. And a lady goes, is Craig Quinn there? I said, this is. She goes, hi, Craig. This is Rebecca. So what can I do for you? She goes, you don't remember me? I said, no. Should I? She goes, Rebecca from Lawrence, Kansas. That's where I'm originally from, University of Kansas. And I thought, oh, my God, yes.
Seven years ago.
7 years ago.
And she said, "How are you?"
And I said, "Old."
No kidding.
7 years ago. And she goes, "Well, I'm going to be in the area. I thought maybe we can, you know, stop down and have some drinks together." This is a truth. And 7 years, I'm thinking, she goes, "You have a girlfriend or anything?" I said, "Well, yeah, I'm married and I've, you know, got a little boy." And she goes, "Well, that's all right. They can come along. We got some drinks." And I said, "Where are you going to be?" And she said, "In Aberdeen. It's pretty close to you." And so I thought I'd call you. And 7 years ago.
7 years.
7 years. She was 16 years old or whatever. Oh. We went out. We had a good time. I remember that day very clearly. And I said, "What are you going to do in Aberdeen?" She goes, "I'm a stripper." She's a stripper.
She's got tattoos too.
She's a stripper. She's got a dragon on her chest, two dolphins on her shoulder.
So you all three get it?
Of course I am. I'm not stupid. My ex-girlfriend's a stripper.
You remember that guy?
Craig Quinn.
CQ Craig Quinn.
Of course I do.
Yes. I had to bring him up briefly. I've got 18 minutes worth of he and I that night. And what would happen is I worked the mid at 7 to midnight or so, 6 to midnight. It was when I was in college. So I was like, I go to school all day, and then I would drive 20 miles plus into town at night at 4 or 5 o'clock at night to go on the air at 6, and I'd be on the air till midnight. He'd come in to do the overnights. He'd say, "Hey, man, just talk to me for a little while." 2 o'clock in the morning, 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, I'd still be there, and this was one of those nights where I was kind of doubling and not being myself. I was pretending to be Carl the janitor.
And I remember that.
You remember that? See, it's funny. I wouldn't think anybody would remember. I don't think Craig would even remember that. So that's cool.
That's awesome.
And I bring him up briefly because we'll go over all 18 minutes sometime. But not tonight. Tonight we just played a minute and a half or so because we are going to talk a little bit more about where Craig Quinn ended up after those days in the 90s with us at KG95 in Sioux City. So now I'm going to play this too real quick before we move on to your softball story. This is where I kind of got into doing some characters. See if you can figure out which voice is me. This is a couple of 2 or 3 little clips here spliced together. See, I don't know if you ever heard this or not, Matt. I think you have.
All right.
Things going on, and oh my gosh, we got a visitor in the studios right now. It's Freddie. Nobody exactly knows where Freddie comes from, but Freddie, hey, come on up here to the microphone, bud.
Yo, Bobby, what's going on, man?
Not much,
yeah,
man.
Why don't you play me a tune, man? Me a tune. I want to hear that new Bryan Adams song. You know, everything.
Which one?
Everything I do it for you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, and dedicate it to Mary for me with love because she broke up with me a long time ago and I was really hurt, but I don't care anymore because now I got Martha.
Oh.
But I caught Martha kissing Jimmy Chameleon by the water fountain at school, so
that's
I broke
good.
Up with her.
Yeah.
And called her a bad name.
Whoa.
So now I hope to get Millie Vanilla to be my girl, but I think she's in love with BJ Riley from the station here, so
really?
I'm gonna go find that guy BJ and give him a piece of my mind. Is he around here somewhere?
I think he's in the back room, Freddie. I think he's in the back room.
Yeah, I thought I smelled that Claiborne cologne and heard that New Order music. Now I'm gonna go get him and rip his head off, and I'll really show him. I'll tell you what,
I'll see you around, Freddie. Gotta go.
Today's best music, KG95's Red Hot Chili Peppers. Singing about living life under the bridge. Kind of cold, isn't it there, Freddie, huh?
Yeah, man!
He's still here. The band never leaves. He came in during a Bobby Energy show and hasn't left since.
Where's that BJ Bradley guy? I'm going to give. He took away my woman, Millie Vanilla.
He did not take your woman.
He did too.
No, he did not.
Yes.
He's okay.
Yes.
No, he did not.
He put me in a straitjacket, too.
That he did. And that's something somebody should have done a long time ago. But it's kind of tough when you're missing a couple of arms, you know, to get that.
I like myself that way.
Get that. Yeah. I can understand that. 12:20 with Craig Quinn and.
Yeah, Freddie,
yeah. This is Kathy Dennis, my request. Too Many Walls at KG
95.
All right.
One more.
What do you give to the girls who have everything?
What do you think?
Give them Freddie, man.
Oh, my gosh. It's my buddy Freddie. He's back again.
Yeah, man. Hey, how's it going, Bobby?
Oh, just fine,
yeah,
Freddie.
Yeah, man. I just saw Encino Man last night with my new girl.
Oh, really?
Marshmello.
Uh-huh.
We really liked it. We had this popcorn that was so greasy. We drank Mountain Dew, too. Can you tell?
Yeah, you guys are a little wired.
Yeah, well, You know what?
Hmm.
I'm not mad at B.J. Bradley anymore.
Oh, really?
No. I'm mad at that Craig Quinn guy because he's been putting the moves on my new girl, Marshmallow.
Oh, no.
Hey, man. Isn't he married or something?
I don't get into his personal life.
Yeah, well, he better lay off my woman, Marsha.
Oh.
Or I'm going to do something really off the wall, like say a bad word on his show or something.
Ooh, that'd be
all
vicious.
Right, well, now I got to go.
Okay, good. Well,
what time does that Craig guy come in?
He's going to be at midnight.
Okay. I'll be
back. That's 12 o'clock.
You should have seen that, man. That was in the movie, too.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it would have been cool. All right, bye. Yeah, hola.
Get out of here. Bye. Freddie is incredible.
Hola. Bye. Do you remember that at all?
I've never heard Freddie before.
You never have. Well, the reason that Freddie was short-lived was my voice couldn't take it.
I bet not.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man.
And he can't even do it anymore, you know? But that was fun.
Yeah. Burnout Freddie.
Yeah. Remember Bobby Energy?
Bobby Energy. Is that not the worst radio name of all time?
Yeah, well, how can a guy go from, you know, my name is Paul Miller, and it's spelled M-U-E-L-L-E-R, but allegedly pronounced Miller, and I need a better name. How about Bobby Energy?
You sound like
and
she'd
then he
be
probably
a
talks
lean
like
in
this.
Aerobics class.
Well, he does talk like that, but that's exactly what he sounds like right here, you know?
Things going on, and oh my
gosh. Hey, buddy, this is Bobby Energy. I think Freddie was kind of like Bobby Energy. He's kind of like a taking off of Bobby Energy.
Everybody's just rocking you down.
Hey, Bobby NRG. We call him Bobby NRG. See, say that really fast. And if you like that, huh? Yeah.
You put that on his license plate.
Exactly. NRGKG95. Yeah. Perfect. So, anyway, a little flashback there for you. Some of the voices that I would do. Matt, quickly, please, tell us a little bit about how you almost got thrown out of a softball game. Because this is a story I have to hear. And it kind of, just hearing like the first part of it, which I stopped you for the show, brought me back to my days, in our days, of being umpires. So...
You probably would have tossed me last night. Yeah. I would have tossed me as an umpire last night. Because we have this... There's two umps we have down there. One, it depends on what field we're on. And last night was our fifth game, so it's the third time we've had this guy. Oh. And every night, I've had to explain rules to him. He's an umpire. He's been doing it, you know, year for years down there. But still, every game, I have to explain rules to him.
Oh, boy.
He stopped one of our games... He just stops it right in the middle of an inning. And we weren't going to catch up anyway. They have a run rule down there where you can only score so many runs an inning. So it was the one game we lost.
Mm-hmm.
But he just stops it at an hour and 5 minutes. And I go, well, what are you doing? He goes, hour, 5 minutes, we're done. I said, no, you don't start another inning after an hour and 5 minutes. Oh, my bad. And he just leaves. And he is the laziest umpire. He'll stand behind the plate, sometimes with his mask still on, and we only have one ump doing the game, and so he's making the calls out on the field from behind home plate.
Mm-hmm.
He blows calls at first base all the time because he just stands there.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the worst strike zone ever, especially for young girls just learning how to pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's all over the place. So last night it was kind of it's been building for a few games.
Okay, but let me cut you off. Before you go any further, we have to remember again now, Matt, 37, how old are you now?
35.
You should be 37. Please, you should be at least closer to me than 35. Be 37.
Matt, okay, we'll say I'm 37.
Matt's 37, okay? And how old is this guy about, would you say?
He's probably, he's 40, low 40, early 40s.
So he's an old fart like me.
Yeah.
Okay. So
basically.
Older gentleman than you, okay? Mm-hmm. Old enough to be your grandpa. Okay. So go ahead now. Set this up for us.
So anyway, my assistant, I have two assistant coaches, and the one that's kind of my main assistant and I are out of patience with this guy, and we were joking about, you know, early in the game, who's going to be the first one to get kicked out this year, because it's been that bad with this guy.
Oh, boy.
And we're both losing our patience, and in general, we're both very patient, especially with the girls and even toward the umpires. I never have any trouble with any other umps down there.
Mm-hmm.
But so we had this... The game was cruising along. He's missing a few calls. His strike zone's all over the place. We're kind of letting it go until we're one strike away from getting out of an inning, and our catcher literally has her glove up and just turns it to the side to catch the pitch, and he calls it a ball. Well, after that, it just completely gets in our pitcher's head and messes her up, and she walks in a couple runs after that. Yeah, so now we're behind 3-0 or whatever. So anyway, we battle back and make the game 3-3, and we go to the bottom of the last inning, and we're up. And we've got a girl on third. She's the winning run on third with one out. And the deal is, this girl up at the plate's our last hitter, our number nine hitter. And we'll be number 10 because we bat the whole lineup. Anyway, we need her to walk. So I can assure that Allie will hit, my daughter. She's our best hitter. And I know if Allie's up there, she'll knock the run in and we'll win.
Right.
Well, this girl has a real nice at bat. She's not our best hitter, but she does a really good job. Fouls off third strike. The girl throws a ball that bounces off the plate, and he rung her up.
Now, are we playing fast pitch, right?
Fast pitch softball.
Okay, yeah, you can't bounce it off the plate and call it a strike. I mean,
bounces off the plate.
Now, just for clarification's sake, if I'm not mistaken, because I haven't played organized softball in forever, but in slow pitch, can't you hit the plate and still have it be called a strike? I mean, the ball would kind of float. It wouldn't. You still have to go over the plate?
Yeah, it still has to go over the plate.
Okay, so cannot hit the plate. Okay, so that is a horrendous call.
There's just no way to miss it.
Right, right.
So, and he's so quiet about his calls that nobody really knew, but then he looks at the girl and says, "You're out." So she's like in tears going back to the dugout. And I look over at my first base coach, who's my assistant I was talking about, and him and I both like beeline it down. Each I'm down the third baseline, he's closing in on down the first baseline, and it was just a matter of who was going to get to this guy first.
Oh boy.
And I got down there and I'm like, "What was the call?" And he goes, "Strike." I said, "You have got to be kidding me."
Wow.
I said, "That thing hit the plate," and at this point everybody's quiet. It's like dead quiet. No fans are saying anything.
Which is strange, because normally, I mean, and again, not to cut you off, but normally in situations, aren't mothers in the, you know, in the stands going, you know, screaming for two? I mean,
yeah. Our crowd was upset, but I was so vocal, and it's so rare for me.
Yeah.
That I think as soon as I got going, it's like everybody just shut up to listen.
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry.
And their crowd, you know, at that point, you're almost embarrassed that you got that call.
Right.
So they weren't even saying anything like, "Oh, let it go back to the, you know, coach's box or whatever."
Oh boy.
And so I let him have it pretty good, and I'm like, just once, and I, you know, I'm arguing with him about, or basically telling him, he's not really saying much about how horrible that call was. And I'm walking back to the box, and I'm like, just once I would like to get through this game without you screwing something up.
Wow. And, yeah. That could have gotten you tossed.
Yeah, and then he knew it. Like my dad said, he was there. He goes, he knew he was wrong.
Yeah.
Because if he didn't think he was wrong, he goes, "I think you would have gotten the gate for that one." And I said, "Well, you're probably right."
But I don't care.
I don't care. I didn't even care. I've never been that, I don't get that worked up with that stuff. Because I want to be a good example for the kids. But at that point, I felt like I was standing up for my team.
Well,
and yeah. I just lost it.
But, you know, and two, the thing is that we've not seen this guy and not been able to watch what happened, but from what you've told me, this guy just kind of gives you the attitude the entire time. He just doesn't give an F.
Exactly.
And that's what makes you even more mad.
Exactly. Because we spend a lot of time with the girls at practice. This particular girl that he rung up has been in a batting cage the last two Fridays for 4 hours each day with a few other girls from our team.
Man.
Really working hard to get better. Man. And then he does that.
That's too bad.
It's just, oh man, it, you know, long story short, we ended up winning because the girl, our leadoff hitter, had basically a swinging bunt base hit, and the girl from third scored, and it all worked out. But, we were that close to tying.
Well,
and there's a lot more backstory to this particular team we were playing too. It was kind of a game we had to win.
It's a must win. Is this
a
must win?
It was a must win because the other team we were playing was a girl that quit our team halfway through last year, and I've never had that happen before.
Oh wow.
And because her mom didn't like where I was playing her. So she just quit.
Shocking.
Just stopped showing up. They didn't call me or anything. But then they started their own team, and this is the team we were playing.
Oh, well, at least you beat them.
Darn right.
That's all that matters. Very good. Nice job. I can't find my Incredible Hulk thing here, but what the hell was I going to say? Oh, be honest with us, though. Tell us the name of the umpire. I know what it was. I know his name. You know his name. I'm going to go ahead and say his name. His name has to be Chris Kamler. I know he's an umpire. Wait a minute. No, he's an umpire here, not there. I'm sorry. Never mind. Can't be him. No.
No, it wasn't him.
No.
Wasn't Grant Thompson either.
It wasn't Grant Thompson either? Okay.
No.
Good. Good. He doesn't listen to the show either. So
Grant would have thrown me out.
Oh, he definitely. Definitely. He probably would have thrown you out as he saw you running towards him. Probably.
I probably would have.
I honestly can't remember if I ever threw anybody out. I really, really cannot remember. Very, very close. Had lots of coaches that tried to test my patience as a 16, 17, 18-year-old umpire. But I honestly threw so few people out that I don't really even know that I ever actually did. So
I didn't. I came really close one game, I ended up warning a guy.
The hard part is you're a kid, and you just don't know if you can justify doing it. You know, you don't really know how far is too far. This is an adult. This is an authoritative figure to me, you know? So, yeah, those were the good old days. So,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, it was fun.
I have something very quick to play before we go to break. We have a voicemail, and I want to see, let's just go ahead and we'll play it. From a fan of the show, from a fan of the show that you know a little bit yourself there, Matt. Here we go.
Hey, guys. Dan Johnson calling. See my Red Hawk Dan on Twitter. Just calling to say I love the show. I listen every Sunday. Todd, it's good to have you back, brother. Oh, I'll call you by your name. Batman, it's good to have you back. Magic Matt, you gotta watch out for those softball injuries, sir. And then Brad, you're the host of this mixed bag of awesome. And you want me to call in and leave voicemail. I listen every Sunday. Love the show. You guys have a good day.
All right, so there's a few things there. First of all, Dan, thanks for letting everybody know that I told you to call in and leave a voicemail. Thank you for that. So that everybody thinks that my entire show is a big effing setup. Thanks a lot, Dan. Thanks.
It's like
nice. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. My show is WWF, you know, capital F. Then he also, he tweeted me after he did that, and he mentioned that he kind of got nervous there towards the end. And you can kind of hear he gets a little nervous
hey,
there.
Hey, guys. Dan Johnson calling. See my Red Hawk Dan on Twitter.
Most people seem to write out what they're going to say, kind of like Josh Hadley. You can tell that they're reading it half the
hey
time.
Hey, guys. Dan Johnson calling. See my Red Hawk Dan on Twitter. Just calling to say I love the show. I listen every Sunday. Todd, it's good to have you back, brother. Oh, I'll call you by your name. Batman, it's good to have you back. Magic Matt, you gotta watch out for those softball injuries.
Right here.
And then Brad, you're the host of this mixed bag of awesome. And you want me to call in and leave voicemail. That I listen every Sunday. Love the show.
It all fell apart right there.
When he said that.
As he was saying that, I think he realized, oh, I shouldn't be saying this.
Probably. I think you're right. I think you're right. My favorite part was the mixed bag of awesome, though.
Yes.
I like that. I like that. New sweeper.
We'll take whatever we can get.
Exactly. And we're running short on time already tonight, so I really was... Here's what happened. I said, you know, Dan, I think we're going to have you on. I think I mentioned to you, Matt, a few weeks ago that I wanted to have an occasional few-minute guest every week or two from Twitter to just have them on the phone and get to know them a little bit just, you know, verbally since we've, you know, had these people, you know, tweeting with us and everything else. And so I thought, hey, Dan, I was like, I want to have you on the show tonight. He said, oh, that'd be great. I'd love to do that. And he said, do you want to call me? Do you want me to leave a voicemail? I said, you know what? Why don't you leave a voicemail first? And then we'll see how that goes. Well, Dan, I've got some news for you, and I'm very, very sorry, but...
Oh, no.
No, I'm kidding. Actually, I was considering calling him tonight as well, just kind of surprising him, because I do have his number, but we don't have time tonight, so we're going to go ahead and just leave it at that. Dan sounds exactly the way I expected him to sound. Kind of wound up a little bit. He tweets like he's wound up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I could see that.
Lots of exclamation points and lots of bros.
Bros, like Craig Quinn and his G's.
Exactly. He called me G on that. That's true.
I forgot he used to call everybody G.
Oh, G, it's all right. That was 20 years ago, you know?
I know.
It's so funny. But no, we do love Dan. Dan's been a great fan of the show. And I remember the first time I tweeted Dan, I don't know if he was following me or I was following him. And he tweeted, I must have been following him. And he tweeted something and I tweeted something back, and then somehow I just mentioned the show casually, and the next thing you know, he starts listening, and away we go. And if we could just find a couple of more people like that, we'd be put over the edge, you know?
It's kind of cool, though, you know? It's still strange for me. I haven't been doing this as long as you have with this whole deal, but to know that there's people, like, taking the time to listen and really enjoy it and they take the time to write to you. I think that's pretty cool.
I agree. I agree with you. And all the more reason that I'm happy that we've kept the show an hour or a little bit thereafter, because I still find it hard to believe, Todd, that I used to do a three-hour freaking show every week. I don't know how I mean, your show was never even that long. Yeah, I mean, no. it was there was a lot of fluff in there. It gave me a lot of room for error. I mean, I never had to feel rushed. I mean, that was nice, but it also doesn't leave much to the imagination as to why people kind of lost interest after a while, because, you know, doing stuff on the internet and podcasts is different than being on the radio on the FM and AM dial. When you're on the FM and AM dial, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They know the Brad Westmar show is on, so they might go ahead and pop it on for a while when they're in the car. But they're not going to necessarily, some will, but most people are not necessarily going to intentionally. First of all, nobody has radios anymore, so nobody's going to turn their radio on in their office. They're going to have to go to the website. They're going to have to log on to the station stream to listen. Some might do it. Some might not. Even when they do, when they're working, it's probably in the background. They're not necessarily listening intently. So I really like what we're still doing here, because we keep it focused, with the exception of these last 5 minutes. We keep it focused on, you know, just doing a show for an hour or so, so that, you know, we don't get into too many crazy weird things. So, yeah. Anyway. So, I've been jonesing to talk about TV, and we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to spend just a few minutes on TV, because Matt, unfortunately, has still not gotten to the second episode of Breaking Bad. So, you're going to tell us here when we come back from the break your second favorite part about the pilot episode.
Fine.
Okay.
Yep.
Good. Good. I love this theme. Telling you. You're going to love it, too.
It is awesome.
Yeah, it really is cool. Especially the end.
Yeah, that's cool.
Definitely. Todd, take the break, and we will be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Flintstones, name the Flintstones. They're the modern Stonies family.
Fred, why are you holding your head? Are you sick?
No, Wilma. It's Barney. I think he's got the hots for me.
It's psychological.
I think you need a checkup from the neck up, Rubble.
Somebody tell me what's happening. I'm confused.
Your husband's become a weirdosaurus, Betty.
There's an inseparable bond that binds us together.
Why don't you just shut up and move to San Francisco?
You might as well get along, because you're going to have to sleep together.
When I go to bed, it's just me and Smith and Wesson.
Wilma will spend the night with me, and you'll stay with Fred, Barney.
What?
You've got a better idea?
Oh, great. But two can play that game, Wilma. Come on, Rubble. Let's go watch some gladiator movies.
Looks like we're going to be bunkmates, Fred.
When you're with the Clintstones, you'll have a game.
You got a problem with that, punk?
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Hey, Matt, one thing I forgot to tell you was those days of my Freddy clips were also right around this time.
Yes, this is an answer to your last note. This is Amy, if you don't remember who I am.
Nope, don't remember, sorry. Anyway,
what the hell?
Those days.
Didn't you, like, go out with this chick, if you don't remember who I am?
I'm sorry, did I go out with her, or did I do more with her, Matt?
Too much more.
Too much. I married her, Todd. I married her. Thank you.
I know.
Thank you. Congratulations.
I was just making a point.
Congratulations.
He was making fun of her.
Yes, exactly.
Drama queen.
Man.
Not you. Her.
Oh, I'm not a drama queen. That's my daughter.
We never make fun of Westmar.
No, you don't. That's number one rule. Don't make fun of this big bag of awesome, please. I love that. Now, what the hell are we going to do? Oh, and we'll let you start, Matt. So, one more time, because I love it so much. You have yet to have the chance. Has it been that bad? That busy?
Oh, it's been crazy busy. But I did have a window. I sent you that text or tweet or whatever it was to tell you that I've got the Netflix app on my iPod.
Yes,
I completely forgot that I could do that.
And I had no idea that your iPod, honestly, because I know your iPod's a little bit older. I didn't know that it could. So
yeah, and I, you know, and I loaded it on the other night when we were at the hotel up in Sioux Falls. We were up there for a soccer tournament,
mm-hmm.
and it was the perfect opportunity for me to watch a couple episodes. But I didn't bring any headphones.
Oh, whoops!
And the speakers suck on that thing.
Yeah.
And I can't really listen to that show anyway with the girls in the room.
That's true too. So all right, well, you're getting there though. You're getting there.
Yeah, I will. I will have more to report next week, I promise.
Great. I'm looking forward to it. Now, you have watched the pilot. You told us last week, I believe it was on the show, that your favorite part was when Walt goes nuts at his car wash job.
Yes, and knocks all the crap off the walls.
Yeah, and basically quits. Right. Now, what was the second favorite part that came to mind here over the last week or so?
My second favorite part was because we've always wondered why he's always in his underwear on like the DVD covers
right.
and in the commercials and that.
The logo, yeah.
Yeah, and they've obviously explained it why, you know, why he was stripping.
Right.
You know, outside the RV.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so he didn't want to, he said, basically, I don't want to go home smelling like a meth lab.
Right, right. So you like that.
I do like that. It was, it's, you know, obvious, so obvious, but the way he explained it and the reaction from his little sidekick.
Yeah.
While it was all going on was pretty priceless because he just looked at him like he was a complete idiot. But it made perfect sense.
It does. And if you like that, I mean, if that right there caught your attention during the pilot, you will like this show.
Good.
You will. It's going to go through its moments where you're going to be like, wow, this is pretty dark and this is pretty depressing. But you'll definitely like the show. I can't wait for you to watch more. So
Me neither. But it can't be, you know, I've watched Dexter. I've watched all of the episodes of Dexter, so it cannot be any more dark than Dexter.
I don't think it is. I've not watched Dexter, but I don't think it is necessarily. But again, I'm stalling watching the last few episodes of season 3 because I've got nothing else to watch until season 4 comes out. So I'm kind of taking my time. I've been watching lots more 24.
That way.
Although I will tell you though, I will tell you that I know. First of all, leave it to me. I'm like the JJ the Pollock of Kansas City, and you know, we always give Jay crap because he's about 10 years behind everything. He usually like changes his hairstyle 10 years after it goes out of style. You know, he changes.
Yeah.
You know, he gets an iPod 10 years after iPods have been out. He gets, you know, all these things, cell phone. You know,
he's just really into Hootie and the Blowfish all of a sudden.
Exactly. He grows a goatee after I shave mine. You know, things like that. And this is me. I mean, here I am watching freaking 24 3 years after it's been off the air, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm watching season 2 from 2002, you know? And it's weird because I'm so excited watching it, and yet everybody else has freaking seen it. So I'm going to speak about it, though, as for a little bit because I'm assuming most people do remember these. And the cool thing about 24, which, by the way, I call it 25 now. Because I'm after the fact. I'm after 24. So I call it 25. So that's the show I'm watching is 25 with Keith Sutherland. And what I think is cool about the show is it's like a book. I mean, when you think about it, it's a great David Baldacci novel, or it's a great, you know, John Grisham novel, that this storyline doesn't change. It's one storyline for an entire season. And that's what kind of keeps you going with it and everything. And I think we probably talked about it last week on the show, but I'll say it again. I mean, I don't know how anybody ever waited an entire 7 days to watch 60 more minutes of that show because I couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. And
agonizing.
Oh,
it was agonizing to wait.
I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I love it. I watch about 2 episodes a night when I can stay awake. I actually have a Kiefer Sutherland imitation down. I think you'll I think you'll appreciate this, but I don't know if this is what you're thinking, but let me get warmed up here. Let me crack the neck a little bit here. Let me get a shit. Okay. Previously on 24. It sounds a lot better when I'm in my lounger at home when I'm doing it, but previously on 24. That his voice, the way he does it, it's the sentimental Kiefer, so the sentimental Jack Bauer, for lack of a better way of saying it, was when Jack Bauer decides it's time to be a little bit sentimental, which doesn't happen very often, but when he decides that it's time to, he talks softer like this. And
he's got one of the coolest voices ever.
He does. I mean, the voiceovers he does for that show are amazing. He should read audiobooks for a living. Well, I mean, he makes a better living than an audiobook reader, but he the way he does that, because in the first season, as you remember, every episode started with him saying, previously on 24, and then he goes into a little spiel about, as an assassination plot against the president. And he reads this whole thing. It's basically the same thing every week. It's probably the same recording, of course. Mm-hmm. My wife and daughter have been targeted, you know, and all these things. And the way he reads it is just, it's a perfect, I want to listen to Kiefer Sutherland read a book to me.
Yeah.
That's what I want. And previously on 24, the way he does it, and then he does, the following takes place between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. in the morning. And it's like, your voice is so awesome.
Yes, yes. Oh. I still remember season one, he'll say, the following takes place between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. on the day of the California presidential primary.
Yes, exactly. It just sounds, it gives me goosebumps right now. I look at this, Todd. I have goosebumps. How gay am I? So,
gay.
I don't know what you're talking about. I am not gay.
Don't go gay.
Don't worry, I'm not. So, all right. So I'm watching 25, and I must be the dumbest TV watcher on the planet, because I watch a show now, which I don't watch many dramas, but let's take Reese, for instance, on Person of Interest, okay? Mm-hmm. When Reese gets captured, or if his heart stops, I'm like worried that he might die. And I'm like, why am I worried? It's a TV show. He's the main character. You know that the show is not ending. Why are you worried he's going to die, Brad? What is your problem?
I know. I'm the same way. I'm like, oh, he got shot.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's like the fourth time he's gotten shot. Yeah. I think he's going to pull through.
Well, it gets even worse when you're watching a show from 10 years ago that you know had like 8 or 9 seasons.
Yes.
And you're worried that Jack Bauer is going to die. Okay, so I got a problem, and right now I will tell you, I gotta say this, and I don't mean to talk too much about the season, but season two was awesome. The nuclear bomb, I'm not done with it quite yet, the nuclear bomb thing was great, sent chills down my spine. By the way, got sirens out here behind us here, Jack Bauer's to the rescue. Nuclear bomb thing I thought was awesome. The whole premise of Jack Bauer driving the bomb and basically committing suicide to get the bomb, you know, to go off in the desert was great. Of course, the entire time I know he's not going to, but I'm tearing, and my heartstrings are just tearing up because he's got to call his daughter and tell her, and it's like, oh, this sentimental crap. But it was emotional. It was a great, some great scenes there. Then of course George Mason, you know, takes the bullet, for lack of a better way of saying it, for him, which was great. And but the problem with season two, and then most of you probably don't remember this, and I don't know if Matt will remember this either, but again, this is the downside of watching things in succession back to back to back to back. When it starts to suck, it really sucks. And season two, after the nuclear bomb goes off in the desert, everything else kind of gets really retarded and slows down, except for Jack Bauer stuff. And at least you still got Jack Bauer, but everything else was dumb. I mean, Kim Bauer must be the dumbest blonde girl on the planet. Hottest, but dumbest, okay?
She is always getting in trouble.
She learned nothing from her mother's death in season one, okay? She's still doing stupid stuff. And then you've got the whole... And this is just dumb. Is the president going to start a war? Is he not going to? I am. Okay, I'm going to start a war. No, I don't. Yes, I do. No, I don't. Yes, I do. No, I don't. Up until this point, I actually started to like President David Palmer. And now they've just taken the storyline and just gotten really retarded with it. And they're just stalling. They're trying to turn it into 24 episodes is what they're doing. Yeah.
I will tell you this, though. I think that part is the slowest on those first couple seasons.
Good.
I think those first two seasons are the slowest in that respect. And it really picks up after that. I will still say season three is my favorite.
Well, good. I'm looking forward to that one here very soon then. And I will tell you this right now. Jack Bauer, his heart has actually stopped while being tortured. And that's how the last episode ended. So I have no idea if he's going to be alive or not when I turn the TV back on. So.
Ugh, well, for your sake, I hope he pulls through.
I hope so, too. I hope so, too.
Well, you mentioned Kim. Can we talk about the text you sent me?
Oh,
the other night.
Yeah, sure. Please, yes.
Because I sent you a text a few weeks ago. I said, you know, when I heard you were on season two, that said, you know, have you gotten to the infamous white tank top scene?
Yes.
Yet? And you said no, and then how excited you were. Mm-hmm. Well, so I'm sitting there at my parents' house after Sunday dinner, and Stacy is sitting right beside me on the couch.
Yeah.
And just out of habit, you know, we get a text, and you look over and see who's texting, and I bring yours up right away, not thinking that when I pull it up, in all caps, it's going to read, OMG, Kim Bauer just put on Kevin Dillon's white tank top. Nipples, we have nipples. All in caps. And I close that up so fast, and she goes, "What did that say?" I said, "Nothing." I said, "Nothing." Because if I explain to her what it said, I got to explain to her why. You know, yeah. I got to tell the whole story.
Yeah, you doing that? That would not be good at all.
No, and no. I got my parents and my parents are sitting right there, and the kids are there, and everything.
Yeah,
and I just could not stop laughing. She'd look at me. She's like, "What are you laughing about?" I'm like, "Just." I said, never mind. Just never mind.
Well, and in my defense, then too, let me see here. Let's see here. Blah blah blah. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, he said. Oh, so your text back to me was, and there is the infamous Kim Bauer white tank top scene. Congrats. And I said, thank you. Of course, it's worth watching again and again and again. And then you texted me back to let me know what had happened, and you said I have to be careful to open your texts. She just about saw that. And I did admit, I said, I wondered about that I do try to keep it clean most of the time, but sometimes I can't help but be the man pig that I am.
You know? Are what you are, right?
I am. Can't help it, you know? So, whew, yeah. I'm sorry if I got you in any trouble at all.
You didn't. You know, she forgot about it. I thought for sure she'd hunt through my phone and everything else, but no, she practically tackled me trying to get my phone from me after that.
And, of course, she doesn't listen to the show, so we're clear.
Yeah, we're good.
Exactly. Just like my wife.
Yeah, she's not going to listen to this.
Very good. I don't blame her.
This is our time.
I don't listen to it, so why should she? You know,
I do.
I know, and I appreciate that. Thank you, listener number four. What?
You let wasps in.
Is it still in? Oh my God, it is still in here.
Look at this.
Oh my God.
You happy with your window idea now?
Are you sure that's a wasp?
Well, it looks like it's got a stinger and wings.
Well, get your Batmobile out or something.
Right, Brad. You can just pick up a wasp and hand it out the window.
Just
be cool. It'll leave you alone.
Wasp, go out there. Can we kill it?
I don't kill nothing.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Oh, please.
Give me something to kill it with. I'll kill it.
I don't kill stuff.
Oh, for God's
sake. It's not the wasp's fault. You had to open a window with a sign that said, come in here.
Oh, my God. All right, well, I did see it in here earlier, and I just kind of ignored it, but now that Todd's all worried about it, I was...
It's going to take you down, buddy.
Probably.
That's what happens with you. You know it.
All right. I'll tell you what. Let's take a break again. We could talk about more TV, but frankly, we need to move on. I want to make some soundboard pranks. So get the phone ready. Take a break. We'll be right back.
The Brad Westmar Show. We'll be right back.
Today, there's a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want to come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now, there's a brew for the future.
I'm going to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick, you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
Come celebrate our grand opening at Tiger Rock Martial Arts. Join us Saturday, April 28th from 1 to 4 p.m. for Taekwondo classes, games, a jumper for the kids, and great food. Sunny 106 will be there broadcasting live from 2 to 4 p.m. Tiger Rock Martial Arts can help you build focus, confidence, self-defense skills, and get in shape, all while having fun. Come try one of our introductory classes at 1, 2, 3, and 4 p.m. Tiger Rock Martial Arts of Alexandria, 1308 Peterborough Drive, right behind the Texas Street McDonald's. Call 664-5142.
We now return to the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Thanks, Todd, for helping me out there with that. We disposed of the wasp without murdering it. Can you believe that,
Didn't
Matt?
Didn't hurt it.
Yeah. Man.
What a waste.
I know. I first time I've ever disposed of a wasp by not killing it. But
problem with the wasp, though, if you miss... You are in trouble.
No, yeah, you're right. No, you're right. We probably did do it the correct way. So, all right, let's do this. I had a couple of things on the docket. I've decided that in honor of Craig Quinn, our good boy buddy there who was hanging out with Carl the Janitor back in 1992 or so, Craig Quinn, when he left Sioux City, he ended up in Terre Haute, Indiana. And which I happened to drive through there on my way to Ohio, and we talked about Indiana on the show last week.
Yes.
It is what it is.
The rest stop on the way to Ohio.
Pretty much, yeah. So I thought we'd call a few radio stations. I thought that it'd be to do some soundboard pranks to them. First, I'm going to need my little soundboard set up here. I probably should have done this during the break, but I was too busy disposing of wasps. So stand by for that. A little noisy. Look at that. Sorry about that. 1 second here. This. Do that.
He brought this all himself.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
You brought the whole wasp thing on yourself.
I did. I deserved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I need to turn this up a little bit. Matt, stand by, okay?
Alrighty.
All right. Let's see how this sounds now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There he is. That's Peyton.
You doing Peyton?
You know, I heard somebody today at the baseball. I should do Peyton.
Yeah.
But.
Should do Mr. Rogers. It works.
Don't worry. I'm going to do Mr. Rogers. I'm not really going to do Peyton. So I'm at the game today with my daughter, and I heard some gal yelling for, I assume her son, maybe a daughter, and she's yelling, Peyton! 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 And I'm like, isn't it Peyton? I'm like, if it was me, I'd be saying, Peyton! 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 But she's saying, Peyton! Peyton! And there's a difference. You know, is it P-E-Y? And then the emphasis on T-O. Is it Peyton? Or is it Pate? Because most people say Peyton, like Peyton Manning says it. I'm Peyton Manning, you know. He says it like this.
Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning, you know, he says it that way. This gal was Peyton. Peyton. She was making sure she enunciated, and it just annoyed me.
That's annoying.
I had to say, how about shutting your face?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my gosh. I could only take that little spot right there.
It bugged me a little bit, definitely. So, let's see.
You know who I am?
Okay, let me make sure we're okay on this. And Todd, you have some numbers there.
I do.
Some phone numbers that we would like to go ahead and... Oops, that's not good. If I hit that button, it won't be good at all.
Hello?
Lights out.
Okay, let's go ahead and let's call. Honestly, not sure what station Craig Quinn worked for back in the day. You know, he's back in Sioux City these days. So
I've seen him out and about once in a while.
Do you?
Yeah. He doesn't remember me, but...
I Facebook friended him. Yeah.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's my Facebook friend. Yeah, he's cool. Shaved head now, doesn't he?
I don't know. Not the last time I saw him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Been a while.
Sure it was him you saw?
Positive.
This should be off the air. Anyway, let's go ahead and let's call 105.5 The River in the Wabash Valley's Rock Station. Let's call the request line first, Todd, and see if we can get through right to the main man. Okay? Because this would be the best part.
I'm calling.
Stand by. It's ringing. Taking a dump.
And this is why no one cares about the radio anymore. Hey, call our request line. We won't answer.
Oh, it's because it's all automated.
They recorded their show 2 weeks ago.
Exactly.
I could take over. Hey, this is Todd Rocker, and I'm here to kick your ass.
Jesus. Come on.
I don't think they're going
to
answer.
Yeah, I think it's time maybe to try their business line and see if we can maybe get their...
So 105 The River sucks on the request line.
Let's try their business line and see if we can get their voicemail.
Okay, we'll do that.
We'll be lucky. We'll try it real quick.
Hold on, I got to shut this guy
up. I understand.
Yeah, how that goes. Jeez, here, hang on.
I really want somebody to answer, like the old days, with the music in the background and everything else.
But nowadays they only have 40 songs they play over and over on a computer.
I know. It's true.
Record us on the reel-to-reel.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, hang on. We're doing it.
Are you sure?
We're getting it.
Are you sure?
Give me a second here.
Okay.
Gosh dang it.
In the meantime, let's listen to some sweet sounds of Glenn Campbell. Ringing yet?
No.
Let's sing it then.
Southern nights. Have you ever...
This is, ladies and gentlemen, Todd Sheets, the amateur radio producer.
Whatever.
He's the pretend board op.
What are you doing?
It wouldn't go through. Hang on, let me try again.
Okay, stick it in, Todd. Come on.
Well, maybe because we're a California number.
What do you mean? What does that... There we go again with the Todd Sheets explanation. Maybe because we're a California
number.
Some
phones, like business phones like that, don't always allow that kind of stuff to go through, so I'm trying again.
All right, try again.
They're closed. Probably closed.
Could be it.
440.
So it just doesn't ring?
There you go. Now we got it to ring.
Welcome to News 10, High 99, and the River.
We are unavailable to take your call at this time. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now. Or dial 4 for directory. Or dial 0 for assistance.
Dial 4 for directory.
I'm working on it. Give me
if
a second.
If you can.
Give me a second.
Please enter the first few letters of the first or last name of the person you wish to reach.
Hit.
Q, use 7.
Hit J.
For T, use 9. I'm sorry. A directory search was unsuccessful due to an insufficient amount of letters. Please re-enter the name using more letters.
All right, we could be here all day. Forget it. Let's move on to the next day.
J. Kirk.
Yes!
Box 353. To select this name, press pound.
Please.
To hear the next... Please hold while I try that extension.
If we hit this guy's voicemail, we can get Roger Goodell for sure tonight. Yeah. Stand by. Maybe he's at his desk. At 7:43. Maybe it rings to his cell phone. Wouldn't that be nice? We'll do Peyton Manning for this one.
Welcome to News 10, High 99, and the River.
We are unavailable to take your call
we'll
at this time.
Mr.
If you
Rogers,
know your party's extension, you may dial it now. Or dial 4-4 directly.
We're not getting a voicemail?
Or dial 0 for assistance. Or remain on the line to leave a message.
Oh.
This is the News 10 General Mailbox. Please leave a message with the tone.
Hello? This is Fred Rogers. I was just making some popcorn. Do you ever make mistakes? Do you ever watch people using real heavy equipment? Are there things that make you angry?
My grandmother Rogers taught me how to answer the phone.
Okay, we're clear. I didn't know what else to do. I just kind of, whatever. I'm going to do it forever. He hung up on him. Let's call another station. We got to get through to a request line. Let's call WTHI 99.9 FM, the country station. That's what it's called, the country station. WTHI, Matt.
Yes.
99.9.
WTHI.
Yeah. What?
All right, just a second.
All right, this is the studio line we're going to try to call first in Terre Haute, Indiana. And I spelled it Terra, T-E-R-R-A, which is not the right way. It's
damn Skype.
T-E-R-R-E. Skype, totally overrated.
Cracker.
Stand by.
I'm 89.
Hello?
Hello, High 99.
You know who I am?
Nope, sure don't.
This is Fred Rogers.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I'm glad you called. I was just making some popcorn.
Oh, that's nice. I don't think I called you, Fred. I think you called me.
Can you find the cat?
Oh, man, you must have a lot of time on your hands to be playing on a soundboard to call the radio station and play Fred Rogers. Wow. A job would probably be good for you.
My grandmother Rogers taught me how to answer the phone.
Oh, that's nice.
Could I help you?
What would you like to help me with?
Lady Elaine.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Well, I have her.
Huh. Well, at this point, you're just not making any sense, Fred.
Yes, hi.
Oh, yeah?
No.
Four sound effects.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
How about some make-believe about musical instruments and hose? Do you ever make mistakes? Do you
All right,
ever
have a great
mistakes?
Night.
Bye. Bye.
He hung up.
Bye.
Yes.
Boy, he sounded mad.
He was a little ticked, I think.
I mean, all right, look, seriously? How busy are you in 2012 at a radio station at 7 o'clock at night? Really? Really?
Yeah, it's either that or do your dubs. One or the other.
Exactly.
Get prank called or do your dubs.
That was an angry, very, very low-paid disc jockey. That's what that was right there.
$4.50 an hour and I got to deal with this?
No kidding. Oh, poor guy. Makes me want to call a Circle K now.
Lord.
Let's do it. Come on. Let's call a Circle K. We got to get somebody who's got a little more chutzpah. Isn't that the right word? Chutzpah?
I don't know. He was trying to wait you out. He was trying to get you to the end of your list of sounds there.
No.
I think he was. What? What? What a show. So far we've captured a wasp.
I know.
What's the matter now?
It's Skype. It's a pain in my anus,
as
man.
As long as Matt's still there, that's all
Matt
I care about.
Matt is here, but they're all trying to update while we're doing the show. I'm telling it no 14 times.
Todd.
I just want to slap it.
Okay, well, that's okay. While you fix it, we're just going to go ahead.
Kenny.
Yes.
Kenny.
Yes.
Kenny, someone's
here
hast.
We go.
Oh, we're ready now?
Yeah.
Kenny. Are you ringing?
Gone.
Circle K is coming on.
All right.
I don't even know what the hell that was.
Well, I do. I was playing it on purpose because you were yerking it over there. Are we ringing or what?
It says it's going.
How come I can't hear it?
He's calling Circle K.
Hello?
Hello?
You know who I am?
Yes, I think this is Greg.
This is Fred Rogers.
It's who?
This is Fred Rogers.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then I don't
know.
Fine.
Oh, I'm glad you called.
I'm sorry.
Do you ever make mistakes?
I'm sorry. I'm not sure who I'm speaking with.
Could I help you?
What number?
This is Fred Rogers.
Do you need someone in particular?
Have you by any chance lost your kitty?
No.
Can you find the cat?
Is that all for you?
Oh, whoops.
Yes.
The funny thing is we were talking when she answered the phone because she didn't have it turned up or something.
It just didn't ring.
Right. Okay. That's cool.
Awesome.
I loved it.
Wow. You've called the Circle K. Yes, we have. Well, we may as well just go, Todd, one step further. Let's go ahead and call a Speedway, which I believe Speedway is a convenience store as well. Gas station / convenience store.
We're going to give it a shot.
Okay.
I can't get over how many people buy it.
Well, it's because he sounds so, you know.
Hello?
You know. Where's that? What does he say here?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Oh, Lordy.
Thank you for calling Speedway. I'm Davis Drive. May I help you?
Hello?
Hello?
You know who I am?
No.
This is Fred Rogers.
Okay.
Oh, I'm glad you called.
I guess I'm in the dark, huh?
Have you by any chance lost your kitty?
Beg your pardon?
Have you by any chance lost your kitty?
Excuse me, sir, but what are you talking about?
Well, I have her.
Oh, well, that's good for you. Is there anything else you need, sir?
Do you ever make mistakes? Bye.
They're busy. They have big lines. They have like one checkout person and long lines of people trying to buy a 49-cent soda. So
they can't buy their menthols if they're farting around on the phone with you.
Exactly. Can't smoke their menthols. Exactly. Man.
I remember one time some of our neighbors who were studying ballet dancing got dressed up to look like raccoons.
Mm-hmm. So do I.
One of them was a mother raccoon and the other a father raccoon.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a boy raccoon and a girl raccoon and they made up a dance. about that family.
Oh, boy, Fred.
Well, certainly.
Yes, yes. So, yeah, that was interesting.
That was good.
That
was really good.
Not bad. Probably better than the last time we did it.
It was. At least people talked to us this time.
That's true. That's true. You know what these sound effects remind me of?
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
Reminds me of President David Palmer on my favorite show, 25. Yes. Exactly right. Yeah. So, we had an interesting show. We killed wasps. We had Skype problems. Matt almost got thrown out of a softball game. Todd was late. Now, Todd, do you mind me mentioning why you were late, or
I was doing my cardiotherapy stuff.
Oh, okay, because on my voicemail, you said it was counseling.
Yeah, there's a person there that does that and walks you through all the stuff and your diet and all that stuff.
Okay, because Matt and I were talking on the phone and you pulled up and we were wondering if it was a guidance counselor, if maybe you were trying to change some classes for this next semester or whatever it might be.
Trying to get a study hall. Try to sneak a study hall in there.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
I can imagine. Could imagine.
Would she say that you have to get to lay off the McRibs, or she say those are good for you?
They said I should not eat those.
Yeah.
You think?
Thank you.
What about all that Minchkies you've been eating?
It's okay.
Really?
Yeah, they allow me 2 days to eat my Minchkies.
Okay. Good. I'm going to go over there with you sometime. You know what we need to do? Why don't we just do this show over at Minchkies?
I could probably arrange it.
I mean, they
Live
like
remote.
You. Yeah, they like you so much. At the very least, we're going to do it when Matt's in town sometime.
Let's do.
At the very least. We'll do that.
That would be fun.
I thought so.
Get him up here.
Yeah.
We gotta do it from a show from the roof of that building.
Wait a minute.
You might bake up there, man.
This building here?
Yeah, weren't we going to do that?
What did we talk about?
Parking lot.
Or is it the parking lot?
Yeah. He was talking about parking lot.
Okay.
Because on the roof, it's got that metal. It'll burn you up.
That's true.
Yeah, we don't want that.
I got a little sunburn today. Do I have a red face, Todd?
A little bit.
A little bit beet red.
Hanging out with Spicoli.
No. I figure since it's your time and my time,
we'll have some time together.
It's
Mr.
our
Hand.
Time, Mr. Hand. Yeah. That was good. Hey, Lou Ferrigno, good to have you in studio tonight, too.
Oh, it's really good to be here. I give 110% every single time I'm here.
Yeah, thanks for actually saying something for a change.
I wanted to talk, but you guys, I didn't know when it was the right time. I would come in and give my 110%.
You're looking handsome.
Of course.
Oh, Magic Matt, are you ready to take us away?
Of course.
Talk to me.
Number one, you wouldn't like Magic Matt when he's angry.
No.
Number two, Brad is beginning to think Jack Bauer is a real person.
Oh, yeah. Just like you.
Yes, just like me. And number three, my favorite, DJs never break their radio voice, even when getting prank called.
Exactly. Very good, Magic Matt. We love to have you on the show, as we do all the time. I got to close it up. Todd, for Matt, I'm Brad. This is the Brad Westmar Show. Thank you for joining us, and good night.